This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Dan Kraft, Special Projects Reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
Hi, guys.
2 weeks in a row.
That's right. Yep. That's right. And you and Chris Freiberg have a story in Sunday's paper about DWI arrests, but these are slightly different than DWI arrests we're familiar with.
That's right. There's no alcohol involved, usually.
Well, right, because
because like DUI is driving under the influence, right?
Right.
But what we're talking about is driving under the influence of drugs.
Okay.
It's actually a separate charge in some areas, and you can get in just as much trouble as you can for driving drunk if you're driving with drugs in your system that impair you.
Impaired driving is impaired driving.
Exactly. And we're seeing more and more of those arrests come through. In fact, a fatal accident in Fayetteville just a few weeks ago, the driver of one of the vehicles was arrested with the DWI drugs charge.
When I first became a reporter, I was at radio station Mountain Home, and I had what we called the cops beat. And you would go in and look at the reports. And often you would hear a police officer say, well, we did the blood test, no alcohol, but we think that driver was on something. And they couldn't really tell.
Right. Well,
suspicions, but
not only have the blood tests improved to the point where they can tell if there are drugs in your system and sometimes even what kind they are, but there are now training techniques that the cops, some of them are trained in something similar to a field sobriety test. But instead of looking for the cues that alcohol usually causes, they're looking for the same sort of impairments, the slurred speech, the motor skills, but there are ways to tell if it's influenced by something besides alcohol.
Are we talking illegal drugs, prescription drugs?
Some of all of the above, marijuana, methamphetamine, and also quite a few prescription drugs, whether abused or, you know, legitimately prescribed drugs that people either mistakenly, they grabbed the wrong pill that morning, they took it and ignored the warnings on the
labels. Right, because they have the warnings oftentimes to say don't drive or operate heavy machinery.
And we haven't found a case with anybody in a bulldozer yet, but the warnings have been in place for so long that a lot of people, including some pharmacists, think that people either just ignore them or don't treat them with the respect that they ought to.
Well, I wonder if there's a disconnect because we know about the dangers of drinking and driving. We know that there are certain drugs that are illegal, and so, but there are drugs that you might be prescribed, and the label may say something, but people may just ignore that.
That label basically says you really shouldn't be behind the wheel, but that's not getting through to people. The pharmacist said that one of the labels says may cause drowsiness, and a lot of people just don't connect that with I should not be driving right now.
Because it's not saying the same thing. May cause drowsiness does not say should not drive.
No, I just think I'll be a little tired.
Right. Actually, sleeping pills appear to be one of the most unusual cases because if you take one of the heavier prescription sleeping pills and don't go to sleep immediately, they've had reports of people blacking out, not even realizing they got in the car until they're pulled out by an officer two counties over.
Wow.
Two counties over.
That's one of the counselors at Decision Point up in Bentonville told me that that was the story he'd gotten from one of his clients.
Can you be held liable for that if a drug makes you do something?
It gets a little gray because you have to prove not only intent, intoxication, and some sort of harm.
Right.
Ambien is one that I think I've heard of stories of people sleepwalking or something Ambien.
Right. That seems to be the specific type of sleeping pill that that causes the blackout problems. But the names you would recognize, Xanax, Klonopin, Hydro and Oxycodone, all depressants, all very popular, both legitimately and not, and all have the ability to make you completely unable to drive.
Are there laws on the statute that say if you are under influence of prescription drugs?
It doesn't specify between prescription, non-prescription, illegal, any of that.
Again, under the influence is under the influence.
Yeah. Stimulants don't appear to be as big a worry for simple traffic safety.
Really? If I was on an amphetamine?
Even call it a legitimate upper or a stimulant. Yeah. It may affect you. You may still get pulled over and be considered under the influence. But in terms of your reaction times, your motor skills, you're not going to be as impaired, according to most of the folks we've talked to, as a muscle relaxer or an anti-anxiety drug might make you.
Have we seen an increase in Northwest Arkansas of people being arrested or pulled over for these?
Anecdotally, yes. Not every police department actually breaks their DWIs out between alcohol and drugs. Springdale does, and they have seen more and more of these DWI drugs cases filed.
Which doesn't necessarily mean there are more people on the road now than there were. It just means that they're more able to detect.
It's probably a combination of these drugs are prescribed more often. The officers are better able to detect someone who's under the influence of them. It's just a new – something that didn't get a lot of attention before because everyone was focused more on alcohol.
All right. This is on Sunday's paper.
It is.
Thank you, Dan.
Appreciate it, guys.
Dan Kraft is special projects reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.